Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS. XML. What is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasts to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back, folks. This is Adventures in Podcasting, podcast number 112 for June 1st, 2008. It's about 102 degrees here in the Valley of the Sun today, and it's finally getting hot. And normally, you know, I whine about the heat, but I'm getting ready to go on vacation in a few weeks, and I could stand a little heat up here, you know, get the pool warmed up, or at least the neighbor's pool. I borrow theirs. And get the lake warmed up, because I am so ready to go to the lake. Hey, got a relatively short show this week because, you know, school let out and a lot of other things going on, mostly Moodle things going on. But nonetheless, got some stuff to talk about, so I will start off with the initial thing to let you know that we do have a new site. And this is probably the last time I'm going to mention this because I am going to stop updating the other feed today. In fact, today will be the last time I ever update the old feed. And, wow, that's an end of an era, too. But nonetheless, the new site is Adventures in Podcasting. You can find that at www.seanwheeler, all one word, and that's shawnwheeler.name/AIP. And, of course, like I've been saying the last several weeks since I moved it over to this new location, please update your RSS feed, update your feed for the podcast, because... as I said, this will be the last time today I ever update that old site. So, nonetheless, that's what's going on. So, in the show, as normal, I've got PSD podcasting updates, just a couple things to let you know. PSD RSS updates normally follows that, but hey, nothing's going on there other than Moodle stuff, but I'll talk more about that at another time. And really, I didn't find any new RSS and podcasting tools. So quite frankly, what I've got to tell you this week is PSD podcasting updates and other items worth mentioning. So that ought to be good for a fairly quick show. So I'm going to do that little transition tune here today. And I will say that little girl, I do have to mention that little girl that did the intro for us today is 5 years old as of last Saturday. So happy birthday for Edrica. And I will be right on back. Alrighty, as we ended out this last school year a week or so ago, I guess it was a week ago, we ended it out on a high note with the superintendent ending it with a VOD and podcast for the staff. He did his employee update. I think that was about the fourth one he did that way. And worked out really well. I heard some very positive things, again, from several folks about that. Again, I don't go out and poll everybody, so, you know, I couldn't tell you that that's all over the place. But interestingly enough, when I was in his office, we were actually uploading the file. And the way we have it set up, you go through our Apple Podcast server. And basically what I was doing was showing his secretary how to upload his podcast for him and the vodcast sections of him. And he was in the other room meeting with a gentleman from Guam. And apparently this gentleman's a superintendent or assistant superintendent in the school in Guam. And he came in and chit-chatted with me for a few minutes, and he said, by the way, the gentleman had actually came in and whipped out his iPod for me, and we got a big kick out of that, but that's beside the point. But nonetheless, he said the gentleman that just walked out, he had just met with, was from Guam, and he listened to Dr. Santarelli's podcast as well as viewing our governing board meetings as on the podcast. So, or videocast, I should say, in those particular cases. But I thought, you know, how cool is that, that this little idea about podcasting and videocasting is reaching clear across the Pacific out into Guam, and I'm assuming it's making a difference in there, and I certainly think that they're I would certainly think that they're starting to maybe look into that. In fact, I probably ought to go hunt down the Guam School website. Maybe that'd be a good little search here when I get done with the show. But I thought that was just so cool. So, you know, that's a pretty far-reaching podcast, I would say, when the superintendent's got an audience all the way in Guam. Good stuff there. So that is pretty much what's going on. I do have a class coming up in a few weeks on podcasting. I have to say I'm quite frankly disappointed in the numbers. Not a lot of people, but then again, you know, large numbers of people not doing anything isn't any good either, so maybe we can get a few people getting on board with this, but I guess we'll just see what happens here. And I'll talk a little bit more about podcasting and the whole concept here, because I read something the other day, just interesting. So nonetheless, that's what happened in the last couple weeks in POSD for podcasting updates. So I'm going to mark this. We're at about 6 minutes where we transfer into the other section of the show. Again, I'm going to go right on by RSS updates. I haven't done any real work on that for a while. And I didn't find any tools and certainly didn't go look for anything this last couple weeks. So we're down to the other items worth mentioning section of the show. Excuse me. And I got an email the other day from Chris Lawson. He's from Carbon Lehigh Intermediate Unit in Pennsylvania. And Chris sent me his podcast and asked me to give it a listen, and I did, and I sent him back some feedback. He did a nice job on it, and as soon as I can get a feed from him, I don't know if he's got it posted anywhere yet or not, but as soon as he shares that with me, I will most certainly note that on the next show. And so, Chris, if you're listening, send me that RSS feed as soon as you get that posted. But he did a nice job on that. I want to give him some props, if that's the proper thing to say anymore. The kids still use that term? I don't know. I'm kind of out of it. You know, my kid just looks at me and rolls her eyes and I say stuff like that. But nonetheless, I thought it was pretty cool that he's doing some stuff, getting started with it out there in Pennsylvania. So keep it up, sir. And again, send me that link. I want to listen to the rest of your shows. And I started messing around probably about a week ago, getting back into working on my Web 2.0 class. I've taken quite a bit of time off, almost too much time off. In fact, a couple of things that I was originally going to share disappeared, which was very bizarre. And some of the things that I thought were really cool and wanted to share all of a sudden started becoming a cost came with them. So, and the other part of it, I just didn't remember where it was. So I spent quite a bit of time scratching my head thinking, what was I thinking when I started doing this, and where was I going with it? And nonetheless, I'm on my merry way, so that's cool. But basically, the reason I said one of the bothersome things, and I suppose this will be indicative of a Web 2.0 class, it's going to have to be kind of a living organism. But one of the sites that I originally found, I thought, man, this is just so cool and kind of nifty. Cool, nifty, I don't know, need, you know. It's Bubble Guru. So check out Bubble Guru sometime. And it's pretty obvious what it is because a little talking head will pop up at you real quick. And I went into, I was writing in my course about what this was and how you could use it and so forth. And I went down and thought, all right, you know, good way to do this would be just have a little Bubble Guru on the class. So I tried to log into the site, and sure enough, it didn't like my password. This is kind of odd. So I requested a new password, and they sent me a new one about 10 minutes. And so I went in, logged into the site, and tried to change my password, and I'll be darned if it wouldn't let me change it. There's no way to change it anymore on that free account. And as I did some further investigation on the website, I came to find out that basically what I used to be able to do was have it one free 30-second Bubble Guru, or Bubble, or whatever we want to call this item. And now they're only good for 14 days, which probably explains why I had to reset my password, because I'm assuming they purged everybody's account settings the way it used to be. So, like I said, it's kind of a bummer, and you know, that started me thinking again, and this is something I've had conversation with several friends before. I can remember when the dot-com boom was going full swing 7-8 years ago, and, you know, there were a lot of cool things popping up, and, you know, basically places where you could host content, all sorts of early cloud computing type things. And ironically, you know, obviously we had a dot-com bust there, all that stuff disappeared, And so here we are several years later, and I'm seeing a lot of the same type of things come back. Now, granted, we've had a lot of technology advancements in there, and these things are better, certainly much better by today's standards, but nonetheless, a lot of the same stuff that we were doing several years ago are coming back. And, you know, the one thing, the major change that has happened in there is the advertising model has actually proved to be quite lucrative on the Internet, especially if you look at what Google's doing and DoubleClick and some of the other sites that are selling advertising. But nonetheless, I'm watching some of these cool, fancy tools, and I'm wondering, you know, how are they making enough money in advertising to do this? And over time, I watch these free sites no longer become free. They start to charge you. And this is one of the Bubble Guru is the last one that jumped up and showed me this. To play a 30-second video 2,500 times a month on my site would run me $5 a month. And, you know, I've said it probably 1,000 times. I'm a pretty cheap person. So for me to have a $5, hey, how you doing, talking head on my site just doesn't seem worthwhile to me. But what it is showing to me is that, you know, it's kind of odd. We get people into looking at these things and get them used to using it, and all of a sudden it's going to start costing us money. And, you know, I absolutely understand people need to make a living, but I guess my complaint here is give it away free, and then as soon as you get used to using it, enjoy using it, all of a sudden it's going to cost you some money. Has an odd familiarity to it to a lot of police shows I watch on TV, but I'll leave that one alone. So, nonetheless, I am working on the class again, and I am having some fun with it, so it's keeping me occupied and keeping me a lot of time at my computer again, but fun stuff nonetheless. So, also, this one I just got to talk about, and again, it's something I've talked about off and on talking about podcasting, because, you know, there's some attitudes about what podcasting is. And a few weeks back, I was lucky enough to participate on an interview with Tim Holt, and it was a group interview. Basically, the question was, has podcasting lived up to the hype? And I put a link to the show, two or three shows back. I think it was 109 we did it. And in the last couple of weeks, Peggy George has sent me an email and said, hey, have you read the comments on this? So I've got a link in the show notes to this comment here, and I'll just let you know it's about the third one down. It was posted on April 15th, and I didn't really read all the comments. So I just, when I first read the article, I had my opinion on it, and I didn't go through and look at all the comments. And it's an interesting comment, and really, I don't want to jade it too bad. I don't want to give you an attitude to have while you read it, but go in, it's the third comment down, and in a nutshell, this person is concerned or upset. I read it up as upset, so maybe that's not the best term for it. But basically, the argument is educators aren't truly podcasting because they're not posting them with RSS feeds. And for a podcast to truly be a podcast, it has to have an RSS feed, has to be syndicated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And by definition, that is a true statement. You know, if you look at what the definition, and I actually did, I went in and looked at it. I was like, is there any kind of argument outside of this just being, you know, is this a semantics issue? Is this really an argument? And, you know, I guess my argument on this really is, okay, so it doesn't have a syndication. Okay, yeah, big deal. And I guess in certain circumstances, does it really need to have syndication, or can you just play the audio file right from the website? So this is interesting, and basically I want you to kind of cruise in, take a look at this, read it, and you can comment back on Tim's site if you choose to, or you can comment back to me. It's fine either way. But from my point of view, I could honestly care less if a person had a true podcast per se. I suppose being a purist for some people is absolutely necessary. My stand on this is audio's good for kids. You know, we're talking in a live class. I think that has a lot of value to give that audio back to the students, whether you're doing it in a syndicated format on a true podcast or if you're just sticking a recording of your lecture on a website so the kids can download it. The bottom line is getting audio back to students so they can hear what you had to say again, second time in the class, third time in the class, and on. So it's an interesting take on it, and I suppose what my my major reason for bringing this up is don't allow an attitude about, you know, being a purist podcaster. Yeah, I said time and time and time again, you don't need to spend a lot of money. In fact, you probably don't need to spend any money at all. Most of us have a computer with a microphone built into it, and if you probably got four or five in a drawer if you go hunting around for it. So you can use something quite inexpensive. Software's free in many cases, or it's already on the computer. And there's a boatload of places that you can host for free as well. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Archive.org will allow you to post your podcast there. It's not a syndicated format. You could go in and create an RSS feed for it and have it going, have it pointing back to archive.org as a place to load it up. And you could do all that work the hard way. You could go out to Podomatic and upload it there. They're going to allow you so much room for free, and then you're going to get to start paying for it. And you might have a school that's got a got a place for it to live on as well. So, you know, so if you want to go through the process of syndicating it so your students can subscribe in iTunes or Juice or WinPod or anything like that, wonderful, cool, do it. But by the same token, if that's a little bit over your head when you're just starting out, and, you know, you're real proud of yourself just being able to get your lecture recorded or what it is that you're working on, you know what, don't ever feel bad, and don't let anybody badger you into feeling bad about that. Who cares? It's something that we're doing for kids to make their learning environment or their learning opportunities better, and that's the part that's important to me. So I read this, and I got a little attitude about it, and I suppose at some point in time I'm gonna write about this on my blog also. I needed to talk about it, because if you're out there doing something and you're recording your classroom or you're doing cool things with kids with audio, and you're not syndicating it, so what, you know? If you want to do it, cool, but it's not necessary. So are you truly being a purist podcaster? Maybe not, but you know what? It's all about getting information to kids, and that's the most important part in my mind. So, all right, soapbox off. I jumped down. I'm back on my regular floor now. So just wanted to share that with you. And moving right along, so, whoo, man, that's kind of evangelical. podcast summer schedule, this is June 1st, so we're moving right in. And the next one, because we are on my summer schedule, I won't be back until June 15th, which is 2 weeks away, and then every 2 weeks after that. So also, one more time, just want to let you know this is the last time I will ever update the RSS feed on the old podcast site. So my days of changing my feed edit is going to have to change. Holy smokes, I guess I'm going to have to change my intro and exit because I'm not going to be using that software anymore. I'm gonna have to make a new one. So, but I think I'm gonna keep that same music because I like that. So, and I'll do it with a new mic, and everything will be equal and all that good stuff. So, all right, enough said on that. As always, this is probably about the last time I share this too. Got my website up, my new one. That's SeanWheeler.name, all one word, and that's SHAWN for Sean. And, of course, my blog's on that same site, seanwheeler.name/blog. You also check out the podcast presentations website. There's a couple of them on there. One is my Adventures in Podcasting presentation, as well as So You Want to Be a Podcaster. So check those out. And I was going to say something about where some of the statistics I've been seeing on those from where people are coming in from around the world, but I won't. I really didn't plan for that, but I just thought of it as I was getting ready to say here. So I guess it's about time to wind up. It's so much for short. I made it 20 minutes again. Nonetheless, folks, my name is Sean Wheeler, and as always, I welcome your comments. I welcome your feedback. Drop me a note. My email address is sweheeler@seanwheeler.name. That's sweheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.